need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I got to apologize right off the bat here on July 4th, 2017. We're going to lead off with an apology. I can see, I got a different hat on today. America needs Jesus. I got that from my buddy, Uncle Don down in St. Clairsville. I could have put this one on today. Could have worn that one. I could have worn this one. And I could have worn my new red, white, and blue one. I don't know why I did that. Or I could put Lindell's hat on me. So I could wear all of them today. But I think I'm just going to wear the fact that America needs Jesus. I don't think there's a statement any more true than that one. I apologize that we weren't on the show yesterday. And I was saying before we went on the air here, I got kind of flummoxed or confused or something. I thought the 4th of July was yesterday. I know the 4th of July is today. I understand that I ain't that dumb. I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. So I know today's the 4th. But I was thinking somewhere along the line that they always made the Monday the holiday. I always thought it was, I thought yesterday was the holiday when I said, well, we'll take yesterday off. We broke that perfect record of, I don't even know how many days in a row we've been on the air. We broke that perfect record today, and here it is, the holiday, and we're on. So Roger didn't join us. He's probably sleeping in or getting ready for a big party he's having out at his place tonight. So I apologize that we were not. Anybody suffering a little bit of withdrawal this morning? I was. Man, I was 3 days without me getting to tell everybody what I thought, digging into the word the way we dig into it. So here it is, July 4th and 2017. Lord's not making another one. And a lot of stuff I want to try to share with you today. And, my wife said, you going to do a patriotic show? I said, I hate theme shows. I hate that. No, that's stupid. Stupid. But I'll probably do a little bit of themed patriotic stuff in here today. I don't know about you guys. I love my country, but I fear my government. That's not good. It'd be like saying that you love your dad, but you're afraid of him. You know, I think about my own father, who's been dead since died in 2005. I respected my dad. I never feared my dad. I never feared him. I loved him and I respected him. And it's like my country. I love my country, but I fear my government. I don't respect my government. I fear it, right? And so when we get down to the fireworks, we went out last night, took our family out on a boat, had a great time with my family. My son brought us some fireworks over, and we shot off probably some illegal fireworks. So they're probably looking for us here this morning. But we shot off some fireworks and just kind of enjoyed family time. And not one time did I think about the government yesterday. Not one time. I didn't. Thought about life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and all those things that really, really matter to our lives. I thank you that Christ came and died on the cross and gave us liberty. And I thank you that the United States of America, as it was founded on July 4th, 1776, that it was a living out of the gospel of Jesus Christ. See, here's the gospel. Now, this is what most people don't get. Just bear with me a second. In all of our battle with the secularists, we've never learned to argue the argument right. We never make about what is this a Christian nation and was it founded as a Christian nation and were they Masons and were they the Illuminati and all that stuff. I mean, you know, your head can get spinning, just spinning out of control. But I like to share with people this one fact. The whole idea of America has to be from Christ. Because there's never been any nation in the history of the world where the government not only was formed by the people, but honored the rights of the individual. Unalienable rights is what it says. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, there's the Creator, and endowed by their Creator, given by their Creator, certain unalienable rights. And among them are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And to secure these rights, these unalienable rights, governments are instituted amongst men, who derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We've gotten away from the consent of the governed and deriving our just powers from them. But if you think about Christianity, the thing that makes Christianity so awesome, in my opinion, is you don't have to be a Christian. Nobody makes you be a Christian. In fact, they can't make you be one. It's a choice that you make. It's an accepting of a new king, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and acknowledging him as Lord of your life, King of your life, and you become a voluntary bond servant. You do it because you want to do it, as opposed to every other government, every other religion in the world. You are pretty much converted by the sword. Now, the United States of America was unique because it was founded as a Christian nation. And what was the premise of the Christian nation? You have unalienable rights that are granted to you by God. In other words, you don't even have to serve God. You don't have to. You can come to America and you can be an atheist. You can come to America and you can be a tree hugger. You can come to America, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Muslim, you can be you can be anything you want to. Because why? Just like Jesus didn't make anybody follow him. He gave it an option. But the greatest idea behind America is that you are free to worship according to your conscience here in the United States of America. Have a religion or not have a religion.
Hey, Coach.
And so, yes, Larry.
You know, Jesus not only did not make anybody follow him, in most incidents where you read details of conversations, he tried to push them away from making that decision by telling them, make sure that you know what you're doing. You count the cost.
Right.
You know
what's
going to happen. He was there. He made it very difficult to choose him.
I couldn't agree more, Larry. And the result of it is this. America has become a melting pot. Now, it's M-E-L-D. It's not like melt. I used to think it was melt, M-E-L-T. No, it's M-E-L-D. It is a scientific term having to do with metals. When you melt a metal and you blend them together, you have what's called a meld, a weld, meld, right? So America was a melding pot where we took all these different sets of beliefs and amalgamated them, brought them together, and created something called America. Now, where we fell by the wayside is we bought into this lie that America wasn't at the center. Borders, language, and culture is what Dr. Michael Savage says. Borders, language, and culture. We bought into the lie that we could be a common set of people without a common set of beliefs, a common culture. Culture being a set of rules and regulations by which we all live. When we threw that out the window, the scripture is very clear on it. Scripture says, can two walk together lest they agree? Can a Muslim and a Christian walk together? Can somebody explain to me how a Muslim and a Christian can walk together ultimately? Now, wait a minute. We can in a shallow sense. We can. But when it gets down to the nitty-gritty of it, if a Muslim were to say that women have to wear burqas, and Christianity says, no, women have the right to free choice, can those two walk together? How do we meet a common sense of if Islam says that women have to have clitorectomies or mercy killings? I'm not saying all Islam, but that's in Islam. And America says no, the right of the individual to determine, have self-determination. Can those two walk together? See, here's where we've lost it. Here's what they've told us, and here's where we've lost it. You can come to America and you can be anything you want to be. However, you cannot violate our rules. And what are our rules? Our rules were based on the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's what the rules were. So for years and years and years, we told people, yeah, listen, you can come here, but you can't change marriage to a man and a man. No, you can't do that. No, you can't give clitorectomies to your wives. Of course not, you can't do that. No, you can't come here with a religion and say that you want to have more than one wife. No, not here in America. You can't do that. We got a set of rules. Borders, language, and culture. This is our Christian American culture. And because we have lost the underpinnings, the roots of our Christian American culture, that's why we're in such it's like playing a basketball game with no rules. Sometimes you can double dribble, sometimes you can run out of bounds, and sometimes you can throw the ball off the wall and put it back in. It can't be like that. Or it's even worse than that. It's playing a basketball game where the other team can run out of bounds and then come back in, but you can't. Where the other team is allowed to sit, one guy's allowed to sit up on top of the basket and block the shots, and the other team isn't allowed to do anything to stop the shots. That's not fair and balancing. That's not the way it's supposed to be. So the struggle we see in America today is not for individual liberty, because we believe in individual liberty, but we're losing individual liberty because we've lost the foundation of individual liberty, which is what? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. And so as a result of that, we put Muslims, atheists, Buddhists, pick whatever, put them on solid footing as far as their individual rights. Excuse me. But then we make exceptions for their religious beliefs. We can't, two can't walk. We can't walk together unless we agree. We can't. That's our battle in America today. And I want to veer off course here a minute. Anybody have anything they want to say about that? You're all Americans, and we believe in the right to speak here, free speech. So anybody have anything to add to that? Because I want to turn a little bit of a corner.
Coach,
Michael.
Coach, I would say this. The main reason why they came to America was to worship God freely. In other words, Maryland was actually established for Catholics. Some of the other states have their own particular background of their religious worship. And so
states had established religions, actually, Michael. States had established religions, actually. Each state had
different religions. And it is all based on Jesus Christ, because all of the religion, all of the worshiping is of Jesus Christ. If you read their basic, everybody believes in Jesus Christ. So he is the foundation stone of what America is about, even though we all say we want to worship. I want to worship like a Catholic. I want to worship like a Presbyterian. I want to worship like somebody else. That's where we are in unity, though, is because we were based on Jesus Christ and worship of him.
Yeah, and Michael, and you can come to America and not be a Christian.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a Christian. I hear people say all the time, what, atheists can't be moral? See, it doesn't have anything to do with that. And also, not only does it have to do with that, what is morality? What does that mean? Because to a Muslim, an honor killing is moral. So see, there we can't, folks, we can't play by two different sets of rules. And if you ask yourself this, who has been sacrificing the rules? Have the Christians or the pagans? Who's been sacrificing the most on the rules and on the standards? That's why we're in the messed up condition we're in. Yes, sir. Somebody try to jump in?
Answering your question, Christians.
What's that? Christians. Yeah, Christians are the ones. That's right. The ones who founded it. It's like I heard Bill Federer say one time, it's like these Christians get in this boat and they paddle all the way across from England. And they get over here and they get out in the harbor. And then all of a sudden the Jews say, hey, we want to get in. They say, sure, come on, get in the boat. And then the Catholics say, hey, we want to get in. They say, sure, come on, get in the boat. And then the atheists come. They say, hey, we want to get in the boat. So sure, come on, get in the boat. Everybody can come here. And then the Muslims come along and say, hey, we want to get in the boat. And say, sure, come on, everybody can get in the boat. And this happens over centuries. And then what happens? They end up throwing the Christian out of the boat. It's exactly where we are. Now, please understand the difference. You don't have to be a Christian to be an American. You don't have to. But we say these are our ideals. These are our ideals. These are our rules. These are our regulations. And you can come here and you can freely worship nothing. However, you can't violate these rules. You can't marry a man. No, you ain't pulling that out. You can't marry a man. No, sorry. No. Kill a baby? Nope, sorry. Nope, you can't kill a baby here. No. Why? Well, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That's why. Realties, life, liberty. See, there's no liberty without life. Everything spurs from life. And so Christians believe in the innate value of the individual human being. That's our credo. That's what it is. But see, just like the devil said, I will ascend, I will be like the Most High, I will. We've allowed selfishness to enter in, and as a result, we've lost our country. So I want to veer into something here. Man, I got a lot of good stuff to share with you today. A lot of good stuff. But I think I need to start right here. We are such shallow thinkers. We Americans are such shallow thinkers. Stay with me here a second. Give me about 10 minutes here, okay? We got 19 people in here. Let's get up to 30 today. Come on, join. Happy 4th of July, whatever that is. We're such shallow thinkers. I posted something yesterday on my Facebook page. Let me see if I can find it real quick, Jared. You don't have to pull it up here, Jared. I put it on there, and I want to read it, okay? Let me go back here, and let's go to here. And I got all kinds of responses yesterday. sometimes this happens to me. I just sit around and I get something, and so I stick it on Facebook. And here's what I said yesterday, and I was amazing how many people agreed with me. Here's what I wrote yesterday. You ready? Here's what I wrote. I hope Donald Trump destroys the mainstream media. Hey, Jared, maybe you ought to try to pull that up so people can read along. It's right on my Facebook page, Jared. I'm sorry I didn't give you fair notice on it. Trying to make a point here, folks. Bear with me, please. Jared's getting it up there with us. You can scroll down a little bit. You'll see it there, Jared. Not very good programming here with my engineer, my producer. There it is. There it is. So if they have it on the screen, you guys can read along with it. And you can see I got 238 different responses. Not responses, but a lot. Hey, guys, listen. When you read something profound, share it. Share it. Hey, share it. Why? Because other people read it, and then they begin to think. They begin to think. That's what we don't do. Here's what I wrote yesterday. I hope Donald Trump destroys the mainstream media. You remember he tweeted, right? He tweeted the wrestling video, him body slamming. He didn't body slam, because body slam, you got to pick him up and throw him down. He just, we call it a cross face, knocked him down. I hope Donald Trump destroys the mainstream media. I hope he tweets more. Can't you see how the media controls everything, including whether or not it's okay to say mean things about the press? Folks, wake up. It is through the media that people are being programmed. If the mainstream media is for something, then I think it's a good reason to be against it. Why do they call the shows news programs? Programming. Get it? When is the last time you saw a negative mainstream press report on Homo Pride Parade? Did you ever see a negative one on that? Huh? You ever seen on the mainstream media, you ever seen any video of all of those guys gyrating down there in their underwear? I don't think you ever have. I don't think you will. When's the last time you saw a negative mainstream press report on Homo Pride Parades or lives? How about an interview with some women whose lives have been destroyed by abortion, or some grandparents who are crying because their grandbaby was killed and they didn't know? Seen any of those, folks? Seen any of those reports? I don't think so. I'm going to tell you why here in a minute. Obama lied and cheated for 8 years to fundamentally transform America. Those are his words. And the media said he was acting presidential. Remember that? You remember that guy? Aren't you so glad he ain't around? Wow. They said he was acting President Obama. See, here it is. President Obama was acting presidential. Acting. Somebody coached him how to act. I said, open your stinking eyes. Quit acting like sheep, following the bang of the government media class. Destroy the mainstream press and give us a true free press. If not now, when? If not Trump, who? I cannot believe the number of Christians that I see saying Trump isn't acting presidential. Now, I'm just trying to figure out what kind of world these people live in. If they cannot see that we are at war, man, we are at war. But listen, Chad, I hope you're listening out there, Chad. Your emotions will betray you. You stay with me here a second, folks. Stay with me, okay? Just give me a couple more minutes. I want to make a point, and then we'll move on. Your emotions will betray you. There's something amazing. I was listening to Dr. Michael Savage the other day. I was mowing the grass. So I was listening to him. He said something profound. In fact, if you want to hear it, email me. I'll send you the link. And he talked about how people are being programmed in America to shallow thinking. Just think shallow, surface thinking. That everything we see on television, the idea that Trump even tweeted, they said, oh, he should be thinking about deeper things. But do you see the firestorm that took place as a result of that? And it took place as a result of that because the media is designed to trap you into shallow thinking. Stay with me. I love talk radio. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, and I've had a lot of people say this to me. Coach, man, you got away with words. You paint word pictures in my head. Anybody ever say that? Give me a thumbs up. Say, when you say it's with word pictures, I can almost see what you're saying. Well, that's a gift, by the way. But you know what's really good about it? When I paint a word picture in your head, you start thinking. You start thinking. If I flash up a picture, there's not a whole lot of thinking going on. You're programmed by that picture that comes up there. That's why when you flash up a picture of an aborted baby, people don't want to watch it. They don't want to think about what abortion really is. I don't want to see that. They want to react emotionally. And the thing I like about you guys, and the thing that keeps you all coming back, and the thing that keeps you people coming back and listening, is because you are a deeper level thinker. Now, by a deeper level thinker, I think this, Chad, your emotions will betray you. For the most part, those of you who are watching this show right now, or listening to this show right now, you listen to it because it makes you think. Makes you think. The average media that you listen to, I mean, talking about TV now or on the internet, it doesn't make you think. It's only thin level, emotional programming. That's what's going on. And did your mom ever tell you, take a deep breath, count to 10, then react? It's because we're not very good. We're not taught today to take deeper level process. Think about this. Somebody, there was a wreck out here by us last night. Somebody got killed. Turn on the news. They go to somebody on the scene. What do they say? They're standing out there. There's fire trucks in the background, police cars. Yeah, Joe, well, we're out here. And yep, there was a wreck here, all right. And from what we understand, there are a few people that were injured. We don't have a full report on it. Back to you in the studio. And they make emotional pictures of something that's they don't even know the story. They can't even tell you the story. They just want to bring you breaking news and get you all riled up emotionally. Well, Genesis 2 verse 7. Jared, if you go there real quick. Sorry for the lesson this morning, although I'm not sorry for it because I've been stewing on this all weekend. Excuse me. Got a frog here in my throat. Rivet. Genesis 2 verse 7. I'm going to show you something. Most people don't get this. Jared's got it up there for us. Jared got to sleep in a little bit yesterday, I hope. Verse 7. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man became a living soul. What does that mean? What does it mean in the book of Jeremiah where it says, you ready? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Come on now. Let's think deep here. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. God formed Adam out of the dust of the earth, breathed in him the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, what's the soul? Well, man's three parts, body, spirit, and soul. The body is the car we ride around in. The spirit is the life of God breathed into us. Every breath you take is the spirit of God. Every breath you take. And then the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotion. And what we find out, your mind, your will, and your emotions, we're finding out that in America, the people, that three part of your soul, mind, will, and emotions, we're finding out that people are controlled by their emotion. They're all emotional reactions. And our politicians now understand that in order to get things done in America, they have to touch the emotion. Everything's emotional. Very little deep thinking about it. Very little. And sadly, I hate to tell you this, it's going on in our churches as well. That the sermon touches people emotionally. But people don't take the Bible, read the Bible, and think deeply, analyze it, mind, will, and emotions, analyze it. See, we're supposed to have the mind of Christ. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way you think, by the renewing of your mind. And we are in such an information age right now. We're so bombarded with information that we no longer are able to think and process it. Folks, we got to go deeper. You got to turn off all, turn off all that media that emotionalizes you. You turn on Fox News, you turn on CNN, I don't care what it is, and they are hitting you emotionally. You know what's even worse? They're emotional. Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, they react emotionally. They're not taking deep thought into what they're saying and the consequences of it. They're just reacting emotionally. And that's why in my house, God, I love my wife. But thank God she's married to me because I don't react emotionally. If she were to make the decisions in our home, the woman, whether we want to admit it or not, tends to be more emotional. I'm not saying she'd make bad decisions, but her decisions many times would be based on emotion or overridden by emotion rather than by logic and thinking it through and having the mind of Christ and thinking this whole thing through. Like when we try to help people who have need, a financial need, when Past Assault Ministries tries to help people that have a financial need, we help them. We don't even ask any questions. We help them initially. But then the deeper we get into helping them, then we stop and pull back and not emotional anymore. Just want to help be, I just don't want to take away their pain. I want to pull back and say, you know what? I'd kind of like to not just put a filling in that tooth. I'd like to kind of get that tooth out of there. I want them to become more independent and free. And they're not going to do that as long as we're just feeding them. See, emotions are ruling everything in America. That's why we're in the mess. So what do you mean, Coach? Well, I mean this. I can't even criticize a homo. You can't even criticize a homo. Why? Because somebody told you that it'll offend them. What is that? That's an emotion. And so not only are they controlled by their emotions, but they're making you be controlled by them as well. They're telling you what you can and can't do, what you can and can't say, where you can go, what you can't do, where go here, you can't go there, you can't say this, you can't say that. Why? Because the entire world has been given over to emotional responses only. That's it. I ran into some of my Never Trumper fans. Oh my goodness, they're the worst. They're the worst. They still don't want to admit that some good things have gone on with President Trump. Still won't admit it. Why? Because they bought in emotionally. They ain't gonna get in. I'm gonna take this a little bit deeper, but just gonna pause there because I know somebody out there's got some great insight that they want to add. Who wants to jump in here?
Hey, real quick, Coach, did you catch Owen Schroer, I think his name is, off of InfoWars at that anti-Trump rally? That guy made those anti-Trump people do some thinking. He went out there and he just asked some simple question. He even offered $1,000 if anybody could tell me why Trump should be impeached. And nobody, they walked by and they wouldn't take $1,000.
Because there's no lower level thinking, is there? No lower level thinking. We all are manipulated by that. I want to show you something else. Jared, go to my Facebook page. You're already there. Scroll down below where you are. And I says, please read this post by my buddy Jason Storms. You see that one? Scroll down there. Oh, there's a good one too. Listen to General Flynn. Oh my goodness. I could talk about that, but I want to show you something. Keep on going down, Jared, I think. Oh, look at this part. Okay, folks, pull this up. I don't know if you saw this. I got to show you this real quick. I got this one in the mail. Dear Coach, I hate you. Sincerely, Jesus. Coach Salt, Box 744, Hebron, Ohio, 43025. See, somebody sent this and tried to act like it was a little kid doing it. Isn't that something? I get these kind of things all the time. Going back, Jared, let's find my good buddy Jason. No, what the heck? I think maybe you need to go up, not down, bud. No, you're doing right. You keep going. You're doing the right thing. Folks, I'm sorry. This is worth it. It'll be worth it. Bear with me a second. Jiminy. No, Jared's finding it. He's finding it. I'm trying to make a point that we... Yeah, keep going up. There you go. We are just as bad emotionally. We Christians are just as bad as the way we respond emotionally to what we see going on around. Here we go, Jared. That's Jason Storms. He's a father of eight, I think. It's Matt Truella who does the Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrate. This is Matt Truella's son-in-law, okay? And Jared, click on this Jason Storms' his post. It says, see more. Because I want you to think about this emotionally, right? Let's get away from emotions. Listen to what Jason wrote. LGBT Pride Month is officially over. I did not celebrate. I grieved. To summarize the festivities, tens of thousands of homosexual men have contracted AIDS this month. Hundreds of thousands more have severely ruptured their rectal organs and will be unable to go to the bathroom in a normal manner again. Millions more have spread and contracted a host of diseases, some syphilis to gonorrhea, as well as the onset of anal and rectal cancer, as feces, semen, and blood are mixed in the most unnatural ways. It has been quite a month. How can I say I care about gay people if I encourage and celebrate this behavior? Two men sodomizing each other is not love. It's unhealthy and destructive behavior. Oh, many will call me a hater and a bigot for saying this, oblivious to their own hatred and bigotry. But it is love that demands I say these things. How many young men are being seduced into this self-destructive lifestyle while the media celebrates and panders to the seducer? If I love homosexuals, I'll seek to steer them out of that lifestyle and inform them of the work of courageous men like Dr. Joseph Nicolosi, who've developed reparative treatments rescuing men and women from same-sex attractions. The gospel of Jesus Christ, along with a good supporting community, can liberate and set free any one of us from the deepest addictions, habits, and desires. Our bodies were designed for lifelong, monogamous sexual activity between a male and a female. All the scientific data confirms this. This is the standard. All the propaganda, hype, sentimentality, and seductions of our modern narcissistic age will not change this standard. America will either turn back to this standard or we will go the way of the Roman Empire. Now, guys, counter what Jason Storms has written here to the way that you see homosexuality portrayed on television and in the movies and in the media, and ask yourself which one is giving an emotional response and which one is giving a well-thought-out, deep response. And then ask yourself this. Which one of these two responses is probably most welcome in your church? Or which response are you probably most likely to hear from the pulpit on Sunday? And I would bet you it would not be the response that we just heard from Jason Storms. Comment on that, anybody? Pretty good stuff, man. People hate the truth. You guys quiet out there? Y'all still sleeping?
No, it's natural, Coach, is what you're talking about.
It's natural, right. And JR, we have turned the unnatural into what? What do we turn it into? We make excuses for it, right? We make excuses for it. Now, hey, guys. Will the reaction from the pulpit? I just saw this. 62% of Catholics now support same-sex marriage. 20 years from now, will they feel the same thing about pedophilia? 30 years from now, will they say the same thing about animal sex? Will they? At what point does the church stop being emotional and worrying about how people feel and stand up and defend the gospel of the kingdom of God and the standards of God? At what point does the church stand up and do that? See, that's what we're meaning. They're killing us through emotionalism. The pastors, the pulpits. Listen. Two men having sex is dangerous. And we don't have our pulpits even saying that. Why? Because they're emotional driven. It's all the same thing. It's all the same thing.
Coach,
oh, my goodness.
It's what's becoming normal.
Hang on. Joe's up. Go ahead, Joe.
Coach, it's what's becoming normal instead of natural of what it was.
Normal instead of natural. That's right, Joseph. That's what it is. It's become normal rather than natural. Was it Michael? Want to jump in?
Yeah. I want to say this about the emotions. The emotions are under our broken part of our nature. That's why we have such difficulty with it. It's because of the sinful side of our nature that emotions get us all tangled up. We have to learn how to deal with them, but we have to have a change in our thinking as Christ walked out the way we're supposed to live, denying yourself. If you deny your emotions, it doesn't mean you don't know that they're there or that you don't understand yourself, that you have those emotions. It's you when you deny yourself, because emotions are selfish. See, the whole key is selfishness. And if you are ruled by your emotions, you're pretty selfish. You know, look at the little child that fights over the little toy. Two children, one wants to play with it, one is playing with it, and the other one grabs it. And we, you know, that's an emotional reaction. And that's through the sin nature that we have to deal with. And when we learn to have a different approach to ourselves, we'll see that our emotions are basically selfish. And when you deny yourself and follow Christ, you have a different way of loving other people.
Unbelievable. And so the church is playing right into that. The church is playing right into it, Michael. Church is playing right into emotional. Everything is emotions. So Chad, your emotions will betray you. So I'm wondering. Coach. Yeah, George.
Hey, you know, when you say the word gay, that has a lot more positive connotation than homosexual or sodomite. But, you know, I don't call them gay because they tried to make it more positive, and it isn't positive. But, you know, when you say the words sodomite or homosexual, you meet a lot more resistance.
That's right. And see, the resistance comes because we are controlled by our emotions, right? What Jason said is so true. These men that we're telling it's okay for them to have butt sex with each other, they're going to be wearing diapers. They're going to wear diapers. They're going to get diseases. Now, see, hang on. When I start talking like that, now the emotions kick in again. People say, oh, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. Totally, completely controlled by our emotions. I want to shift gears on you here. Because this, folks, this is showing up in so many different places. We are supposed to have the mind of Christ, discerning good from evil. Woe to those who call good evil and evil good. Woe to those. We're supposed to be able to process information, think deeply, analyze stuff. Hey, Sarge, you're a military guy. Can you tell me why in the name of whomever would we want trans cross-dressers in the military? Help me out here, Sarge. Is there any logical reason why we would want that, Sarge?
No, I think Mad Dog's going to take care of that issue.
Hey, Jared, you were there. You were in there, Jared. You're a good old Marine. Hey, Jared, what's the average Marine think about homos in the George Washington drummed them out. Jared, is that a good, logical, well-thought-out decision that's going to help us be more secure, or is it a decision that's based on emotions?
Oh, well, I don't even know. It's based on insanity. I mean, ultimately, the military's job is to control the most chaotic situation that a human can encounter, combat, life and death combat. That's your job. Mm-hmm. And when you add in variables like women or homos or politics, and you try and add that in to an organization whose only purpose is to control chaos, you're limiting your strength. You're limiting your power. Yeah. It's just foolish.
So it's not a logical decision, then, is it, Jared? It's an emotional decision.
Right.
We don't want homos to feel bad or not get the same benefits as everybody else. That's where it's coming from, for sure. Joe, I hear you trying to break in.
That women in the military, I mean, I don't mind women in the military, but there are certain places, such as submarines, that I was aboard in Vietnam in the Cold War. That's the wrong place for a woman. Period. It's the wrong place for men to be with women in a war situation. Because trust me, you see sunlight maybe every two or three weeks kind of thing. You don't see outside. And, you know, claustrophobia is one thing, but looking at a woman in that kind of condition is nuts. I mean, that's just, you're right, like Jared was saying, about being limited. I mean, to me,
it's not, it doesn't even make sense, right?
Huh? It's terrible.
Hey, guy, hang on here with me. Hey, Robert, it's good to see you there, buddy. Ask yourself this question. Does, can we think logically here and not emotionally? Does it make sense to allow Muslims into America right now? Does that make any logical sense? It's like if somebody used this illustration. They gave you a whole bag of M&Ms. Red, blue, brown, all those M&Ms. They said, here you are, coach. I love you. You can have them. You can eat all of them that you want. But I want to warn you, 10 of them are laced with poison. It'll kill you the moment it hits your mouth. How many of you eating those M&Ms? And so we look at what's going on in radical Islam, and we're saying, oh, yeah, but they're not all poison. They're not all poison. Let them in. We'll figure out later which ones are poison. See, it's an emotional decision, folks. It's not logical. It's not the mind of Christ. It has nothing to do with discrimination. Hey, I get discriminated against every stinking day. Sorry. I want to be in the NFL. I want to be in the NBA. I'm 5'7". They ain't going to let me in. It's a discrimination, right? I want to be in the NBA. Dare I say it? I'm not black. I ain't going to make it. All right? It's part of life, discrimination. But we are everything being done on emotions rather than on yes or no. Emotional decision. Divorce. When Ronald Reagan, that great sultan or whatever, he's the one who gave us no fault decision. No fault divorce. Good or bad. Emotional decision or a decision well thought out of what's best for the American, for society. It's an emotional decision. Abortion. Is that a well thought out decision? What's best for society? What's best for all of us? Or was it based emotionally on what's best for the woman who got caught in a bad situation? I don't care what decision it is. You look at what's going on. Welfare, it's an emotional decision. It's not what's best for America. Not best. They're broke in Illinois. The state of Illinois is broke. Now, they're going to make a good decision for what's best for Illinois. They're going to make an emotional decision to save the people that are losing their money. See, we don't. One bad emotional decision leads to another bad emotional decision. I want to show you something here. You got to get to this before I get out. I don't know if you guys saw Trump. If you didn't see Trump's speech, go watch it. I got some highlights here. I stole from somebody else. I don't remember. I'm going to show you. Hey, folks, listen. I don't even care if he believes it. Hey, I don't even care if he believes it. When's the last time a president said anything like this? I don't care if he believes it. See, somebody say, oh, are you kidding me? You don't care? Yeah, I don't care if he believes it. It's good to hear somebody at least state this is the policy of our government. This is the policy of our government. Whether or not he actually follows through on it, it's good to hear somebody say it. Go listen to his speech. And I kept thinking of those never Trumpers who still aren't satisfied, who still think Hillary or Ted Cruz might have been the right guy. It's unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. Here's a bunch of things President Trump said this weekend in his speech. Number one, he said, above all, we don't worship government, we worship God. I don't know if he does. I don't know. Did Obama ever say that? Clinton? He might have. Hitlery? Bureaucrats in the U.S. Capitol have tried to run our lives, rule our values, meddle in our faith, and tell us how to live, what to say, where to pray. By the way, there's some spellings in there. These aren't mine. Trump said that. Bureaucrats in the U.S. Capitol tried to run our lives. We know families and churches, not government officials, are best to know how to create a strong and loving community. The president said churches are best to create strong and loving communities, not government. Let's get Hillary back in there. It's impeaching. Three, our religious liberty and rights are enshrined in the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights. Our American founders invoked our creator four times in the Declaration of Independence. Trump said this. I don't care if he believes it or not. He said it. People are hearing it. Four. Not only has God bestowed on us together freedom, but he's given us the gift of our heroes and veterans to defend our Christianity and faith in the United States of America. Trump said our Christianity. Trump said that. I don't care if he believes it or not. Do you believe anything Obama said? Did you criticize when Obama said a lie? Did anybody say, oh, he doesn't really believe that? If you wouldn't like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your coverage, you can keep your coverage. Affordable health care is going to go down. Anybody ever hold him to account? And then I see people on the internet say, oh, he doesn't mean it. Words have power. Five, in every struggle against evil, do you believe that? In every struggle against evil in our history, our military has sought refuge in foxholes, calling on their creator for help, support, guidance, and strength. Trump said that. Well, he don't believe it. All right. Speaking to all people in our faith communities, Trump says his administration will protect or always protect and defend our religious right, liberty in the USA. We don't want to see God forced out of public square, driven out of our schools, or pushed out of our civic life. We want to see prayers before football games if we want to pray. Trump said that. See, Obama to be more tolerant, diverse, and open, and whatever word you throw in there. And our emotions say, oh, yeah, we can't discriminate against those guys that have butt sex. No, we can't discriminate against them. Boy, I'll be on right-wing watch. Seven, Trump says we want all of our children to have the opportunity to know the blessings of God. You guys understand this? You got to go back and watch his speech. We will not allow the government to censor sermons, nor to restrict the freedom of our pastors and our preachers and our faith leaders. Trump said that. So he doesn't believe that. Okay. Regarding pastors and faith leaders, Trump signed the executive. Did you know this? He signed an executive order following through with the campaign pledge to stop the Johnson Amendment from interfering with the pastors and faith leaders' First Amendment rights. He signed that just the other day. He says, as long as I'm president, no one's going to stop you from practicing your faith and preaching what is in your heart regarding the Bible. Trump said that. Donald Trump said that. Benjamin Franklin reminded his colleagues at the Constitutional Convention to begin by bowing their heads in prayer, Trump said. Trump reminds us we're going to start saying Merry Christmas again as one nation under God, and God we trust, as on our currency will remain. 10. As long as we have pride in our beliefs, courage in our convictions, and faith in our God, we will not fail. Our God, he said. You know, he didn't practice Ramadan. You know, they didn't celebrate Ramadan in the White House for the first time in a decade. 11, as long as our country remains true to its values, loyal to our heroes and veterans, devoted to its creator, then our best days are yet to come. 12, Trump has a special thanks for the record numbers of evangelicals who came out to vote. The majority of Christians voted for Donald Trump. Now, time out. I understand he's playing to his base. I understand that. I understand that he's trying to do everything he can to hold some group of people together. And isn't it amazing that the President of the United States is crying out to the faith community to please stand up and fight with him? Oh, he doesn't mean it. He's an adulterer. He said pussy. That's where we are in our ability to think. Emotional. Raise your hand out there, men, if you ever said pussy. Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Well, we could have Obama in there because he would be acting presidential. Really? Jump in here, boys. I just thought it was worth bringing up.
Interesting times. The British use a word called bugger.
Bugger.
B-U-G-G-A-R.
Yeah, bugger.
You got to start using that word.
Probably wasn't good, was it, J.R.? And Jim, that J.R., that would be offensive. That would hurt people's feelings. they would never come to Jesus. On and on and on. You see what's happened to us? You see how we're being manipulated?
Most people are critical of everything. That's all they are, is just criticizing what he says.
Because it's emotional. He's a street
fighter. People don't understand street fighters. They really don't. Live in New York for a while.
Michael, you want him to act presidential like Obama and like Bush and like Clinton? You want him to act presidential? Is that what you want him to do?
That's not what I voted for.
Me either.
Coach?
Yes.
While at a farmer's market, we asked two acquaintances of ours why they did not like Trump. Because they have a pin on that was rather offensive about impeaching him, impeaching him now. It's an acronym. And they're going, because he uses crude words.
They are.
I looked at them, these women, and here they have this pin on that's talking about impeaching, you know, that the mother.
Right.
You know, and here they're saying, oh, I don't like the way he talks. And yet they're wearing a pin with more vulgarity in it. It's insanity.
It is insanity. It's absolutely insanity. It's crazy. Now, look, I'm shifting gears on you. Jared, I'm sending you something here real quick. Okay. I don't like to do this. It just popped into my head. Hang on, Jared. Bear with me, folks. Sorry. Hey, Jared, I want you to play this. It's not even going to have anything. Do you guys know when he came out and he said something against Mika Brzezinski and Joe? He wasn't acting presidential, right? He wasn't acting presidential. Do you guys have any idea what they had said on that show just before he tweeted? Anybody have any idea what he said? No, you don't. You don't know. You don't know. So, Jared, I just sent you a little video of Mika and Joe, what they said about the President of the United States before he tweeted out about Mika's facelift, whatever. By the way, she probably had a facelift. She probably did. She probably did. And I want you to listen to Mika and Joe in this dialogue, this back and forth. And you ask yourself this, are these people deeply, deep-thinking, intelligent analysts, or are they just emotional? Are they just reacting on their emotions? Just like everybody else, and playing into our emotions. This is 3 minutes. Here's what they said, tweeted out about Mika and Joe basically being moochers. That's what he tweeted out. Go ahead and play it.
Watch what Mika said about Trump minutes before he tweeted. Video. One of the universal traits of leftists is their inability to take the heat when they're in the kitchen. They enjoy launching slander at conservative targets. But as soon as someone hits back,
I don't know about the dialogue. I just pulled this up
and
real quick.
Hide behind a victim status.
While okay, shut up and play it.
Republicans or pushovers, President Trump is a man who always.
You may have to let it play through, Jared, because when she shuts up, it'll come up.
Strikes back twice as morning Joe thought she'd get reds. That's what's that. They act like any jobs have you employees are proud. Pass me the pop. He abandoned his wife and children. Our jurisdiction will move elsewhere.
Are you kidding me? Oh, well, okay. I guess I'm not going to. I sent you one.
I can't have it up for copyright issue or whatever.
Oh, you think so, Dylan? They're going to get me for that, huh?
Yeah, that might be why it's just a voiceover.
Okay, let's try this one right here. Jared, hey, hang on with me. Folks, I'm sorry. This is live radio. Live. I'm making you think here. I didn't know I was going to go here. I would have already gone here. Let's try this one, Jared. It's only a minute. It's only a minute. But it makes a point. Okay, just send it to you. I don't even know if this one's good or not. If this is messing the flow up here, I apologize. Okay, yeah, here it is. This is it. This is good. This is good, Jared. Play this one. I don't know. Most of you don't know this, see? And then the wussy Republicans come out against Trump. I see Christians on there. He's not acting presidential. Did you get it, Jared? Because mine's playing here in the background. It's making me a little bit crazy. Not yet. Waiting on the internet to slide through there. Anybody want to jump in? We only got 5 minutes left. I got 1,000 more things I wanted to talk about. Your emotions will betray you, folks. I'm talking about Christians now. You watch somebody tweet something, somebody makes a statement, and you can't wait to get Christians running to Facebook to tell you what they think right off the top of their heads, rather than taking a deep, well-thought-out approach like we saw Jason Storms do. No. We're being destroyed by our emotions. Jared, I don't know why you didn't get that.
Coach, I heard a pastor on the radio the other day go on for 15 minutes about a one-minute tweet that Donald Trump did and about Donald Trump wasting his time. Pastor spent 15 minutes talking about 1 minute of Donald Trump's time.
Yep. I mean, it's
incredible.
See, well, here's what's going on with Trump. I don't even know how this became about Trump. He learned this. Bury your enemy. That's what he learned. Bury your enemy. You folks, do you understand that he's got CNN on the run? He's got MSNBC on the run. He is going to bury them. Do you get that? He's not acting presidential. He sees them as the enemy to what the deep state. Trump sees these guys as the enemy. He ain't acting presidential. He's going for the juggler. That's what's going on. Hey, Macy, come on up here. Jared, I can't for the life of me figure out why you didn't get that video.
It's like in the movies when the hero just ties the villain up and then leaves him in the room. The villain inevitably always escapes. And Trump's not doing that.
That's no, he's not. And they say, well, he's got to be presidential. He has to ignore those personal attacks. Hey, it ain't about personal attacks with him. He's trying to show the American people exactly what's going on. Stop listening to these scoundrels. That's what he's trying to show. There's Macy came down and joined us this morning. They had to him, Mace. Did you ever find it, Jared? Man, I can't believe it. I just sent it without any title. His last one, I just sent it to you on 7:54. Doesn't have a title. It says, watch this clip. I'm going to try to forward it to you again, Jared, see what happens. The Outlook, or which one did I send it to? The AlphaTech one? Let's try that one. I sent it to an Outlook one. Maybe that's why. Maybe you ought to get it up. Folks, listen, it's worth it, okay? This is only a minute. I want you to see what he responded to and if you think he was wrong for doing it. Here we go. Trump viciously attacks musician Brzezinski. That's his tweet. Here's what she said.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country. Oh, well, he's covering his hands here because they're teensy.
Lindsey Graham, your tweet was beneath the... Oh, my goodness. Jared, I'll get us a better one for tomorrow, man. I'll get us a better one for tomorrow. I got kind of off track here at the end of the show. What's the point of today's show?
Coach, it seems like there's an image that we have to have for our president. He can't be real. He has to be an image. Just like a movie star has an image and they have
acting presidential. Just like people are acting like Christians, right? Acting presidential, acting like Christians. I'm going to tell you something. You listen to me. I'm a Christian. I'm an unabashed, unashamed Christian. I wear my faith on my sleeve. I wear it on the top of my head everywhere I go. And I did not wince not one second with what Trump tweeted. Not one second. I thought they deserve it. It's about time somebody kicked him in the teeth. That's what my reaction was. Anybody out there agree with me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, guys, your emotions will betray you. Sorry, maybe it wasn't at the top of my game today after a couple days off. We'll be back here tomorrow, Wednesday already this week. Enjoy your day out there, the real official Independence Day. And remember, that's still what we're fighting about, independence. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.